जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि
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 राम कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम
कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम
discussing about the karma. So karmani kati vidhani santi, how many types of or how many kinds of karma are there? So it is said agami sanchit prarabdha bhedena trividhani santi. There are only three types of karma. One is agami, second is sanchit, and third is prarabdha. So then Shankaracharya defines what is agami karma. So it is said, jnana utpatti anantaram. After the dawn of knowledge, jnani deha kritam. Action done by the body of jnani. We are talking about jnani. We are not talking at this point of time about the ajnani. Jnani deha kritam. Punya papa rupam karma yadasti. His body, whatever punya or papa he does, that is called tad agami iti abhidiyate. That is said to be agami. Now, agami means agachati iti agami. Which comes in the future is called agami. So what comes in the future? Normally, fruit of action comes in future. First, you have to do the karma. And the fruit of action will follow. It never happens that the fruit of action comes first and then you act. So the karma phal, the fruit of action always follows. It comes in future. It can come instantly. It can come after 3 months. It can come after 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, or after 100 lives also. And the simple example, you are thirsty, you have taken a glass of water, thirst quenched. The fruit of action, immediately you got. You have planted mango tree, the fruit will come after 10 years. Similarly, there are many actions which will fructify in course of time. We don't know when they will fructify. So from the standpoint of karmaphal, there is a agami karma for the jnani and ajnani also. Because both are doing the karma. And the fruit of action will come after the karma is done. So what is the difference between jnani and ajnani? So we have already seen, a jnani is identified with the body. He says, Dehoham, I am this body. And jnani will say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am not identified with the body. Ajnani is identified. Jnani, not identified. Ajnani has no knowledge of self. Jnani has got the knowledge of his own self. Then in Ajnani there is a doership. And in Jnani, no doership. Why no doership? We'll see. Jnani has got no doership. But you all know, Jnani has no doership. Then Ajnani has got a jiva bhava. What is this jiva bhava? That I am limited in this space, in this time, and in this object. This is the limitation. And Ajnani, and the Jnani feels, I am infinite, I am not limited in time, I am not limited in any object. So jiva has got limited, and Jnani is unlimited, infinite. Ajnani does all types of karma, papa, punya. And whereas the Jnani does mostly punya karma. Mostly punya karma. But sometimes papa karma happens. Why it happens, we'll see it. Mostly punya karma. Ajnani acts according to his vasana for joy. Ajnani acts according to his vasana for joy, and Jnani acts out of joy, not for joy, out of joy. And a Jnani's birth will be there again according to the vasana, but Jnani's birth, there will not be any further birth. Khatam. This is the last birth. So here in this Agami Karma, we are discussing about the karma of a Jnani. We are not discussing about a karma of a Jnani. Therefore it says, Jnana Utpatti Anantaram, after the dawn of knowledge, Jnani Deha Kritam. Doership is not there. Who is doing? Deha. And a Jnani thinks, I am doer. Ankar Bimuratma Karta Hamiti Manyate, that is the Ajnani. Ajnani thinks I am the doer. So here it is said, Sankaracharya says, Jnani Deha Kritam Punya Paprupam Karma Yadasti Tad Agami Iti Abhidhiyate. That is Agami. Why Sankaracharya has segregated for Jnani and Ajnani differently? Why is talking about Jnani only? Reason being, the treatment of the karma phal, fruit of action, is different. Its distribution is different. He will not be enjoying this fruit of action. There is a separate law for that. That is why Shankaracharya has segregated this agami karma, the karma done by a jnani after dawn of knowledge. Body is still existing. That means he is a living jivan mukta, acting in this world. So whatever action he does while living as a jivan mukta is called agami karma. Now many times a question arises, what about the ajnani? They are also doing karma, but they have not got the knowledge. They haven't got the knowledge. They are also doing, but their treatment is different. We will explain that. Their treatment is a little bit different. Here we are talking only about the agami karma done by a jnani after dawn of knowledge, which can be of papa punya rupam, and it is being treated separately because the distribution of fruit of action of jnani is different from आगामी कर्म ऑफ अज्ञान. इज इट क्लियर टू यू? नाउ नेक्स्ट कम संचितम कर्म किम अनंत कोटि जन्मनाम बीज भूतम सत यत कर्म जातम पूर्वार्जितम तिष्ठति तत् संचितम गेयम् अनंत कोटि जन्मना. द एक्शन विच यू हैव डन फॉर अनंत कोटि जन्म, वन थिंग इज सर्टेन, पुनर्जन्म इज गारंटेड हियर. अनंत कोटि जन्म जन्मनाम बीज भूतम एंड दैट इज द सीड बीज. डू यू रिमेंबर द डिफिनेशन ऑफ स्थूल शरीर एंड सूक्ष्म शरीर? स्थूल शरीर इज पंचीकृत पंच महाभूतम सत्कर्म जन्यम. रिमेंबर द कर्म वॉज देयर, दैट इज द एफिशियंट कॉज एंड वॉज अबाउट द सूक्ष्म शरीर अपंचीकृत पंच महाभूतम सत्कर्म जन्यम. सो द कॉज ऑफ बोथ ग्रॉस बॉडी एंड सटल बॉडी इज द कर्म. सेम थिंग इज रिटन हियर, अनंत कोटि जन्मनाम बीज भूतम सत यत कर्म जातम पूर्वार्जितम. यू हैव अर्न इट अर्लियर इन अर्लियर लाइफ, यू हैव डन इट. पूर्वार्जितम तिष्ठति तत् संचित गेयम, दैट इज संचित. संचित कम्स फ्रॉम द ची धातु. ची मीन्स कलेक्टेड एंड संचित मीन्स वेल कलेक्टेड. So you have collected because you have done karma, you have done, you have to take now fruit of action. Sanchit, well collected, and how long you are doing? Ananta koti we are performing karma, and they are coming in the form of our vasana. We know our vasana, they are our opening capital of all the things. So karma performed in all earlier become, they become the seed, and the account is kept there by the Lord. And who keeps that account? Chitragupta. Who keeps that account? Chitragupta. And he is the officer of Yamaraj. Why his name is Chitragupta? One who takes the Chitra secretly, Gupta. You have thought something, he has taken picture. Accounted for. You have ill thought about Acharya. Taken into account there. Gupta Chitra he takes always. And then accounts are kept. So all our karma, kayik, vachik, mansik, all are accounted for. Don't think you are doing only karma with your body only. Vachik karma is also there. And if you are thinking ill about others without speaking also, that also is accounted for. And this Sanchit karma, as I have explained earlier, it will fructify in different times. Time, we don't know. When they will fructify, we don't know. Once they fructify, you get a body according to those fructified results of action to enjoy or suffer in a particular body. And we call it prarabdha. So what is this Sanchit? Sanchit is just like a savings account. We in India, we call it bachat khata. You go on depositing all the karma. So same way, it is also being deposited there. And this account is running, it never closes. You know, here in after the death, your bank account closes. But this in the account in the books of Yamaraj, Chitragupta, it continues. The same jeev continues in different bodies, the accounts are kept, neatly kept. And how it is operated? It is operated like this. There is an old balance. Like in your bank account, you will see after the closing of the year, they will say the closing balance is so much. This becomes the opening balance of your next year. Similarly, they have got an opening balance. This is your opening balance. say 50,000 karms is the opening balance. Then you are given this human body. In this human body you are acting, not knowing the art of action, how to act in this world, you are continuing to do the sakam karma. So you are adding more and more to your opening balance. So 50,000 plus you have done sakam karma, another 10,000 when you leave this body, what will be the closing balance? 60,000. Suppose after coming to the Chinmay mission, you come to know about the niskam karma, you started practicing. Suppose you start practicing, you did only 5,000 karma niskam. So 55,000. Good. We have got an accountant here. So 55,000 will be carried forward to your next life. Very good. So the goal of our life is to bring this balance to zero. This is our goal. This vasanas, we are supposed to bring it down to zero. But we don't know. We think we are doing good thing. Like depositing money in the bank account, when it increases, it is good. Is it not? But accumulating vasanas is not good. Mahatma explained, suppose you have taken a dieting program. So my weight is 170 now. And after 2 months, it comes down to 150. So I have lost how many pounds? This loss is my gain. Is it not so? Same the vasanas. If you reduce it, that is your gain. That is the purpose of this life. But we have forgotten this purpose. How to reduce it? That we have seen many times. How to reduce? Niskam karma. What is the technical word for that? Karma yoga. Dekho. You have to do the karma yoga. Karma in such a way that it becomes a yoga with Brahman. You get united with the Lord. That is why it is called yoga. And what we are doing now, it is not karma yoga. It is called karma. You have to do the same karma in a particular fashion so that the same karma becomes karma yoga. You get united with the Lord. That is karma yoga. Very good. Then what is prarabdha? Prarabdham karma kimiti chet. Idam sariram utpadya. Iha loke eva. Sukh dukkhadi pradam yat karma. Tat prarabdham bhogena nastam bhavati. Prarabdha karmanam bhogat eva chaya iti. So prarabdham karma kimiti chet. So if you ask me, what is this prarabdha karma? So it is said, idam sariram utpadya iha loke eva sukh dukkhadi pradam. So prarabdha is sukh dukkhadi pradam. Idam sarir utpadya, it is the cause of this body. Remember, the cause of gross body and subtle body is the satkarma. Utpadya, sukh dukkhadi, yat karma, tat prarabdham, that is prarabdha, bhogena nastam bhavati. You have to exhaust it by only experiencing it. There is no other way out. Prarabdha karmana bhogat eva. Alone, there is no other way out. You have to enjoy and suffer. Even if you become jnani also, you have to enjoy and suffer your prarabdha. No shortcut there. Very good. We have already seen how the karma phal fructifies. Karma phal means fruit of action, fructify. We have done lot of karma. And in course of time, they will fructify. Like you go and buy Alfenjo from Patel Brothers. You get a box in which you will find some ripened, some not ripened. And every day you will find someone, some fructifies. Those are ripe. others are still raw. But we don't know the mechanism. Which one will fructify, we don't know. We have done so many karma, which one will fructify, we don't know. So they fructify slowly. And those which are fructified, for that Lord gives you this body. Human body, or maybe there are how many types of body? 84 lakhs yoni. So many types of body, you have to experience those. Those karma, same karma, Sanchit karma, which Chitragupta Khata has got the details. So according to that, they will give you the body. So prarabdha can come how? Your husband, wife, children is your prarabdha. It is not accident. It's all well planned. According to your prarabdha, you have got this. According to your prarabdha, you have got friends. According to your prarabdha, you have got the employer, your job. According to your prarabdha, you have come to this discourse. You are associated with the mission. It is your prarabdha. And it is my prarabdha that I am here with all of you. So it is all according to the prarabdha. Both sukh and dukh will come. Why sukh and dukh will come? What is the science behind it? Human body science behind it? Equal. So each one of us will have to experience sukh, sukh. Both will come. But what we say, हमको केवल सुख ही सुख चाहिए, नो दुख. But दुख will come. Very good. So when the सुख or दुख comes, who is responsible for that? Is your company responsible? Is your children responsible for that? Is your spouse? No. You have to know it clearly that the karma was done by me in the past, and the fruit of action is coming through somebody, because the Lord Narayan with Chaturbhuj will not come with the packet. This is your sukh, take it. This is your dukh, take it. No. It will come through somebody. But prarabdha, we always take in the negative term. When dukh is come, mera prarabdhi aisa hai. Are prarabdha gives you sukh also. Not only dukh. Prarabdha gives you sukh also. If you have come to the satsang, this is your prarabdha. Is it a bad prarabdha or good prarabdha? You are studying Tattva Bodha. Is it good prarabdha or bad prarabdha? It's a good prarabdha. Very good. Idam sarir utpadya. This prarabdha is coming out of your sanchit. Prarabdha is coming out of sanchit. Whatever karma you do, it goes into the sanchit. I am talking now about the jnanis. Whatever karma they do, immediately that goes to the sanchit account. And from the sanchit account, whatever fructifies is called prarabdha. According to that prarabdha, you got the body. And when you exhaust this prarabdha, you will get another body according to your last balance, sanchit karma balance. You got it? This is for a jnani. For jnani also, he also, before Gyan, before the dawn of knowledge, he was a Jnani. And he got this body according to the Sanchit Karma. And he has to now enjoy and suffer the Prarabdha, the fruit of actions which have fructified. He has to take it now. Suppose you are a jnani and after leaving this body, 50 sanchit karma fructified and that is to be exhausted in the say mosquito body. So you will get a mosquito body, 50 karma, and in that body if you come and start singing in my ear, and I hear, and mosquito flies away. He is smiling. You can't see it, but he is smiling. Mera prarabdh nahi khatam hua abhi. You could not kill him. Good. So, sukh and dukh are caused by karma. So, if you want sukh and sukh only, what we have to do? Good karma. Kayik, vachik, mansik. And if you want dukkha, go on doing bad karma, kayik, vachik, mansik. You will get dukkha. Now, most of the people ask, we have known this person as Jnani, say Raman Maharshi, Ram Krishna, our Pujya Gurudev. They are Jnani. Why are they suffering? Why they get cancer? Prarabdha. Out of their Sanchit Karma, this much was fructified and they have taken this body. In this body, they got the realization. But the prarabdha, it is said, prarabdham bhogena nashta bhavati. Bhogena nashta bhavati. It will be destroyed only after giving you that result. Prarabdha karmanam bhogat eva alone, there is no other way out. So whether it is a jnani or a jnani, he has to enjoy and suffer. Why so? Because the arrow is shot. Once the arrow is shot, it will go and hit. You cannot take it back. Once the bullet has gone out of the barrel, it will never return to the barrel. It will hit its target. Similarly, the prarabdha will give its result. So there is no other way out. Bhogena nashtam bhavati. But we have already seen, is really the jnani suffering? No, his body is suffering. And we have already seen, jnani is not identified with the body. A jnani is identified with the body. He allows the body to enjoy or suffer that prarabdha. And he never takes any shortcut there. Ajnani, the moment dukkha comes, he will try to find out some means. You should do the purusharth. Suppose you get a fever. Don't say prarabdha hai. Marenge to marenge. Go to the doctor, take medicine. That is the purusharth needed. But if nothing can be done, if you have got a disease which cannot be cured, what can you do? That is prarabdha. But the purusharth has to be done. Bhaktas of Ramakrishna told Ramakrishna, you are suffering with a throat cancer. You talk to Mother Kali, you always talk. Why don't you go and tell Mother Kali to remove this? He never went there and said, no. Prarabdham bhogena eva chayam bhavati. There is no other way out. You have to enjoy and suffer. Because they know, after this body, prarabdha is also over. Prarabdha is over. And what will happen to the sanchit karma? तो इट वॉज अर्लियर सेड ब्रह्म एव अहम अस्मी इति निखिल कर्म विनिर्मुक्त दिस वॉज अर्लियर वी हैव सेड सीन वॉट इज द यूटिलिटी ऑफ स्टडिंग दिस ब्रह्म विद्या वॉट इज द पर्पज वॉट विल आई गेट तो इट वॉज सेड दैट विनिर्मुक्तम निखिल कर्म विनिर्मुक्तम ऑल योर पास्ट कर्म विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड Therefore, with the knowledge of Brahman, Sanchit Karma, Agami Karma of Jnani will be destroyed. Prarabdha, he has to enjoy or suffer. But Sanchit and Agami, both are gone. How? Let's see it. So therefore, since there is no Sanchit Karma balance left, no Agami Karma result to face in the next life, no birth. There is no birth. So Brahma Gyan roasts the seeds. All karma seeds are roasted. They will not germinate. How? That will also come. How they are roasted. A classic example is given by Mahatma is that Gurudev gave this example. Suppose a criminal, he has been convicted of a murder and was sentenced to death, that he should be hanged on a particular date after 1 month. Before execution, he dies. Now tell me, who will be hanged? What will happen to his file? Closed. Similarly, what happens to the Jnani when you get the knowledge of the self, you become Jnani. Jnani means what? Aham Jiva or Aham Brahma? Aham Brahma. Brahman is karta or akarta?
Akarta.
If you are akarta, have you become akarta today? Or Brahman was akarta before also? Always he was akarta, Brahman was akarta. But I was thinking I am a jiva. Is it not, sir? Brahman is always akarta. I came to know that I am Brahman today. But I was Brahman even before. So Brahman is a karta. Since I have become Brahman, I have come to know that I have not done all these karma. So the file of J.K. Nair is closed. The murderer is no more available. He is no more jiva. He has become Brahman. Now the sukh and dukh is coming. Mr. J.K. Nair, no more ever. Jiva is no more there. Who is there? Brahman. Brahman is a karta. I have not done. If I have not done any karma, can you give me fruit of action? You can't give me fruit of action. So all fruit of action, like the postman comes, address is not available, return. Back. So all these files goes back to Chitragupta. Undelivered. There is no more Mr. J.K. Nair. Hence, these packets could not be delivered to him. Good. So after a Sanchit Karma of Jnani, all destroyed. The moment he comes to know that I am not Karta, I am not the doer. Because he has become Brahman. Brahman is akarta. All Sanchit Karma gone. Prarabdha he has to experience. And Agami will come. Now comes the freedom from the bondage of action. Sanchitam Karma. ब्रह्मैवाहमिति निश्चयात्मक ज्ञानेन नश्यति संचितम कर्म. वॉट एवर द संचित कर्म, द ओपनिंग बैलेंस, वॉट एवर मिलियंस ऑफ मिलियंस, जितना भी कर्म है, वॉट हैपेंड, नश्यति, ऑल डिस्ट्रॉयड. हाउ? ब्रह्म एव अहम इति, आई एम ब्रह्मन. हाउ यू गॉट दिस नॉलेज? गॉट फ्रॉम द गुरु. You remember? From the Guru, based on the Shastra. And what was that Mahavakya? Mahavakya discussed in this text. Tattvamasi was discussed, na? That you are that Brahman. It was proved that you are Brahman. By that knowledge, he became Jnani. Sanchit karma brahmevayati nischayatma jnanena nasyati. So if you want to destroy your all sanchit karma, what you have to do? What is the medicine? You have to have the knowledge. Knowledge of what? Of your own true nature, self. Atma jnan. And that atma or that brahman is akarta. Identified with the body, we call also karta. That also is misnomer. There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. If Atma is Akarta, who is Karta? Anatma is Karta. Then how are you saying I am Karta? If you consider yourself Brahman, then Katam, you become Akarta. So if you realize within this life, then you can destroy all your Sanchit karma. Balance comes to zero. Then what will happen to agami karma? There are only three types of karma. Sanchit and prarabdha. Prarabdha you have to enjoy. No shortcut. Sanchit, all destroyed with the knowledge. What happened to agami? And this agami is related to jnani only. We are not talking about a jnani agami. Agami karma api jnanena nasyati. Next. You got it? Agami karma api jnanena nasyati. Kincha agami karma nam. Nalani dalagat jalavat jnaninam sambandho nasti. So agami karma pi jnanena nasyati, agami karma of the jnani, that also nasyati. Why nasyati? Why nasyati? What is the science behind it? He is no longer a doer. Dekho, it's simple mathematics, so koi jamela nahi hai, very very simple, simple. Jnani has come to know that he is not doer. Then who is doing the action? Body is doing the action. That we have seen, already seen. Body is doing the action. So that also is destroyed because the doership is not there. He is not doing. And what is his relationship with that karma? It is said, Nalani dalagat jalavat jnaninam sambandho nasti. There is no relationship between the karma and the jnani. Because he is not doer, so there is no relationship. Like Atma has got no relationship with Anatma. No relationship with Anatma. Nasti, how? Nalani, dalagat, lotus leaf. On that lotus leaf there is a drop of water. With the breeze moving, the water moves, drop moves. But the petal never gets wet. Never get affected with the water. Similarly, the body is doing the action. Jnani is Brahman. He is Akarta. Nalini Dalagat, there is no sambandha in the action done by the body and akarta jnani. There is no attachment to that. So prarabdha karma upadhi will enjoy or suffer. Jnani is upadhi. Upadhi means body. Jnani's body will be enjoy or suffer the prarabdha after the dawn of knowledge. Sanchit karma destroyed because the jivatva is gone. He has become Brahman. And the agami karma, which is doing even when living after the dawn of knowledge, there is no relationship between the karma and the jnani, because it is the body which is doing the karma. And the relationship is like nalani dalagat jalvat. The water is there on the petal, but there is no relationship between the water and the petal. Same way, this is Jivan Mukta, action no more binds him. So whether it is Sanchit, already roasted, Agami, whatever he will be doing after the dawn of knowledge, he is not concerned with that. Because he is not doer. Prarabdha he has to face. And how this will be distributed, the fruit of action? Very good. Separate law for this. That we will take in our next class, and that will be the last class of Tattva-Bodha, which will be on 4th June. Any doubt about Sanchit karma, Agami karma, Prarabdha karma, Jnani, Anajnani? Is it clear? Shankaracharya has taken Agami karma for the Jnani separately because its distribution of result is different. The law for the fruit of actions of agami karma of jnani is different. That is why it is being segregated from the other. Agyani all goes into the sanchit karma, and from there it starts fructifying. According to the fructification, you get the body. This prarabdha is exhausted, when the balance prarabdha again fructifies, like the alfanjo. Ripen, one ripening today, another ripening tomorrow. For the next life again, you get the prarabdha. It continues. Account of the jnani continues. It will never, never, never end till you get the knowledge. Ananta koti janma, even if you take, this balance will continue. Only by the knowledge of the self, you can destroy all your karma. And you can make this life as your last life. Only small portion is left, we will take it in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Lachyate Purnasya Purnam Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Brahma Hari Om.